Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. It's 35 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Great to have you with us. I'm here weekday mornings as we strive to be informative and challenging, hopeful and helpful. Still to come, some thoughts on airborne viruses making their way around the country. Dr. Donald Thompson from the Christian Medical and Dental Associations joins us to talk about some health concerns in our country. So stand by for that. That's coming up into the next hour. All right. Listen, I want to pose a question here. We need to open up the phone line, so to speak. Here's our number. It's 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And my question is kind of twofold, and I invite men and women, whether you're male or female, either one, your age, doesn't matter. I'd really like your opinion on this. If you vacation during the summer, and when I say vacation, whether you travel anywhere or not, just if you take a break from your routine, you don't work for a period of time. The question especially applies if you travel out of town. But if you vacation during the summer, whatever you do, do you attend church during that break? And some people, I do believe there's some differences of opinion, and I think that's acceptable. That's not everybody agrees on this. I have had people say, well, just because I go on vacation doesn't mean I take a vacation or a break from God. Okay, I get that. Other people make the case that for them, and there is some subjectivity in this, I would have to admit, for them, it's spiritually rejuvenating to take a break from the routine of the particular church where they attend and maybe spend some time alone, otherwise just break from their routine. So if you take a vacation during the summer, do you attend church when you go? And as a second follow-up to this, I'll get to in a moment. I do want to note here, however, that just last Friday here in our program, we were speaking with our great friend, Dr. Alex McFarland. Alex McFarland with the Truth for a New Generation conferences. Dr. Alex McFarland, a great professor and Christian theologian and apologist. And the Truth for a New Generation conferences is something that he's been doing for quite a while. But anyway, he was weighing in on some of the issues of our day last Friday, and he told the story. And the fact that he was traveling with his wife and at least a couple of his children and was away from home and away from the routine, that was almost just kind of anecdotal to the broader issue that he was making. But nonetheless, he did tell this story about traveling, being out of town, being in a part of the country that he's not customarily in. And he and his family made a point to just literally, as he described it, they just stopped off the road one Sunday and said, oh, let's go in and see if there's a church service going on. And there was. I get kind of curious that way most of the time when I travel. A couple of weekends ago, my son and I did a father-son outing. We visited a city that I hadn't been in since I was a very young child, and he had been there on some church youth trips a couple of times before, but we visited a particular city in our country that's several hundred miles away from where we live, and we had a very exciting, fun activity that we did all day Saturday and whatnot, but I said, you know, let's go check out a church Sunday morning. And we did, and it was a very positive experience. But if and when you travel, do you make it a point to go to church? You're taking a break from the routine. Just yesterday, Dr. Linda Mintel, she was here on the program explaining how important and necessary a break from the routine is for really most all of us. Vacation, whether you do something elaborate, go stay in a hotel or go camping or whatever, or not, whether you do any of that stuff or not, breaking from your routine, having downtime, as it were, is necessary for good mental, physical, and spiritual health. That's kind of a summation of what Dr. Linda was saying. But in the context of that downtime, do you actually attend church? Just curious to know what you have to say about that. And then the number is 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And we'll get your calls on that in just a moment. Here's kind of a follow-up, a second part to that question. Strap on your virtual seatbelt here. I don't want anybody to be upset about this. Please, there will be no need, I don't think, after this discussion here to threaten to never support Faith Radio again, thinking that I have lost my faith or I'm an accuser of the brethren or all kinds of other nasty things that sometimes people want to say about me. This is a topic, a subject, a subset, if you will, of the broader issue of church attendance. And it's been debated for at least the last decade in evangelical Christian circles in our country and really throughout America. And in fact, I printed some very interesting articles on this issue. But the follow-up question is this. If you take a break from your church routine over the summer, does it sometimes become an excuse, or maybe it's not just an excuse, maybe it's a very legitimate reason for men in particular to check out? If you break from the routine of church, is this kind of a window of opportunity where guys just check out, they bail on the church, and they never come back? I have heard some of my wife's friends, women, express that kind of concern. And it's a very interesting idea. And, it gets to the broader issue of what is commonly referred to as the feminization of the church. The feminization of the church, much of the imagery, much of the language, especially as it bears out in worship music, much of the language with which we characterize our Lord and Savior himself, it's very feminine. In fact, I printed this very interesting article. I'll read some of it to you in a little bit. It's written by a guy who trains worship leaders. He is a professional musician, and he is in the profession of church leadership. And he's written this, the article is entitled, Jesus is My Boyfriend Worship Songs. How much more blunt can you get about that? He's written a rather scathing article about the ways in which he believes the church is in error with feminized worship music, and it needs to change. But again, my question is, do you attend church when you're vacationing, when you take a break from your routine over the summer? And is not attending church over the summer kind of a time when men check out for good, for all intents and purposes? 877-933-2484 is the number. Luann is up next. Luann, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. It's Faith Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah, I would say we do attend church, and then the times that we haven't, we would still, you know, sing some worship songs and, you know, read texts for the Bible. So, yeah, we try to, and it's always been, you know, encouraging to hear another pastor speak.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. It's always encouraging to what?
I said to hear another pastor speak.
Yes. Yeah, that's a significant part of that. I always find that to be encouraging. Yes, I think it's kind of fun. I don't mean to be irreverent about it, but I think it's very intriguing and interesting to see how people do church and conduct worship services in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, for that matter. So I concur with that. Are you headed out for a summer vacation soon? Just curious.
Yes. Good. Yes. And we've been checking on churches to be able to attend in that area.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's good. No, I think it's good, and I think it's been a good example for our kids that it's important. And so they, you know, would attend churches when they're out of town. And then when you're all together, you know, you can talk about whatever, you know, how different it was, or what did you like? What did you see there that was different?
I hear you. Luann, thanks much for the call. Safe travels to you and yours, and great to have you with us here at Faith Radio. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. If you take a break, if you take a vacation, any semblance of a vacation, a break from your routine over the summer months, do you take a break from church, or do you, even if you travel out of town, do you attend worship services somewhere else? And if and when men skip church over the summer months, is this kind of a window where sometimes they just check out long term? Talk about the broader issue here, the feminization of the church, and we'll get to more of your calls coming up. It's the Austin Hill in the Morning program, 43 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network.
to Austin Hill in the morning. Join the conversation by calling 877-933-2484.
That is our number. It's 877-933-2484. Still to come, airborne viruses in America. We'll get an update from the Christian Medical and Dental Association after the top of the hour. My question for you, if you take a break from your routine over the summer, whether or not you call it a vacation, most of us do, even if we just take time off and to stay at home and stay around our hometown and such. If you take a break from your routine, do you include church services in that break, or do you break from church as well? And I'm calling on candor. There's no judgment. If somebody says, oh, I don't go to church on my vacation, that's not the point here. We're having a thoughtful conversation because I believe each individual person finds themselves in unique circumstances at any given moment in time. And there could be a case to make to say, you know, I'm not going to attend church for a Sunday. I will be observant in other sorts of ways. Maybe it's just silence for a period of time. That's very difficult to do. And church usually doesn't appeal to our silence needs, right? That would not be exactly a very exciting church service to attend, not in our culture. But the broader issue here, if you are a man who says, well, when I take a vacation, I don't go to church. Could it be the case that skipping church over the summer break, so to speak, is a window of opportunity where guys just check out of churches? Now, I mentioned this a few moments ago. The pastor of my own church, we were having lunch a couple of years ago now, and we were talking about this very issue, and he said that in our church, and I wouldn't know this, I wouldn't observe this, but apparently, you know, crunching the numbers and keeping tabs on people who are coming in the door and not coming in the door. Apparently, at the church that my wife and son and I attend, according to our pastor, guys do check out over the summer months, and sometimes it's not until Christmas that they start coming back again. And I think this really hints at a broader problem within the church, and I'm not the first person to bring this up. It's the feminization of the church, or the feminization of Christianity, at least as Christianity is practiced and observed in our culture and in our country. Now, in just a moment here, I'm going to read to you a very hard-hitting and very thoughtful article written by a gentleman with a group called the CBMW, the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. And it's very critical of church worship music. And I printed this other article written by a gentleman who actually, it's his livelihood. It's his profession. He trains church worship leaders. He is a professional musician himself. He's written this article called Jesus is My Boyfriend Worship Songs. It's not just wantonly angry or bitter or grinding an axe. I think both these authors are making some very valid points about the feminization of things in the church. But do you go to church over the summer months? And if guys check out, do they check out for long periods of time? 877-933-2484 is the number. Jennifer is up next. Jennifer, welcome to the program. It's Faith Radio. Hello.
Good morning. We don't go to church when we're on vacation. We're gone approximately 2 weeks out of the year, and they're not concurrent weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that one of the reasons we don't is that we're in a foreign country and we don't speak the language. Sometimes it's difficult to find a grocery store where you can get a bottle of water, let alone a church. And so we don't generally attend church when we're in foreign countries. I will be in the United States in July for our second week that we will be gone. And if the opportunity presents itself, of course we will. But it's important to note that I don't take a vacation from God. I'm in the scriptures every day. They're kind of my lifeblood. If I'm not in the Word, I don't behave very well, it seems like. So I take that opportunity for a lot of prayer as I go. And there are a lot of silence. There are times when you're observing or looking. It is a time for reflection for me. I would say it's a very holy time. So it's not that I leave God behind or feel the need to be free of church.
Mm-hmm.
Back in town, we're back in church. We're in church when we're not out. We're back in church. Mm-hmm. We're regular attenders.
When you say we, you mean you and your family? Is it you and your spouse? Is there, how many people are we talking about here?
Well, there's just myself and my spouse. When okay. we had children, we generally we were in church.
Sure.
On a Sunday, we went to Christian camps and things, so we were in church on a Sunday.
Oh yeah.
When we visit our children, do not live in the Madison area, mm-hmm. and when we go to visit them, we do go to church.
Yeah, good for you. Jennifer, thanks for the call. Great to have you with us here on the Faith Radio Network. It's 877-933-2484. That seems reasonable to me and sounds like a good choice for her and her husband. 877-933-2484 is the number. On the issue of the feminization of the church, I mentioned this just a moment ago, the CBMW, the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. This is an article actually written. Let me just read this. It quotes one of the founders of the CBMW. This is from an article that this group published. Walk into the average evangelical church in America, and you'll likely sing lyrics like, I want my life to be a love song for you, Jesus, and, quote, I want to fall in love with you, Jesus. Then you might hear a sermon encouraging Christians to, quote unquote, be intimate with Jesus and attend a care group or small group where everyone is expected to share their feelings. Such tactics might appeal to women, but they are at least partially unbiblical at times, and they push men away from Christianity. That, according to Randy Stinson, executive director of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. Where are the men in our churches today? Stinson asks rhetorically. We have a crisis going on in the local church. Number one, men aren't coming to church. And number two, when they are showing up, they're marginalized, they're being passive, they're being pushed to the side. And then over here in this other article that I have, this again written from a professional worship leader trainer, Jesus is My Boyfriend Worship Songs, the title of the article. The gentleman writes, one of my personal challenges regarding praise and worship music is, again, this is a worship leader using these words, not me, the overly saccharine, syrupy, sweet lyrics that we use to describe Jesus. You know what I'm talking about. The songs that if you take out the name Jesus, the song could double as a love song for a woman's boyfriend. Some of us may not mind singing about the embrace of God or longing for God's touch, but that language actually makes men, especially unchurched men, very uncomfortable. In many of our songs, we use the word beautiful to describe Christ. Interestingly, however, in the book of Revelation, where the curtains of heaven are unveiled and the throne room of God is seen, the word beautiful is not used, not in English language translations anyway. Anyway, there is this broader issue of the feminization of the church, and it was brought to my attention from the pastor of my own church. Guys just check out over the summer months, and oftentimes they don't come back until family drags them to church for some kind of Christmas service. Is that your experience? Have you observed that? It's 877-933-2484. Sharon is up next in Eagan, Minnesota. Sharon, thanks for holding. Welcome to Faith Radio.
Thank you. This is the first time I have called in. Actually, I'm a new listener. I just moved into the area, and I'm a Northwestern fan.
Cool.
I found in the church I attend right now leaves all of the major church duties to the men. We have men who are shy at first, stand behind a podium and say a psalm to begin the service. The men primarily run everything, and the women run the children and the food downstairs. But we have the men also in the children's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason
Wait a minute. You've got adult men working in the church nursery, so to speak, with the little kids?
Masculinity is learned from men, not from women.
Yes. I'm not arguing against it. No, that's very encouraging. I'm pleased to hear this.
It's very difficult to argue because I'm in the military.
Well, listen, I'm running short on time. Where did you relocate from, may I ask?
Fort McCoy, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And before that, it was in Washington, D.C.
Very good. Well, listen, thank you for your service in the military, and it's great to have you. You're a new listener to the Faith Radio Network, is what you're telling us.
Yes, I am. I love it.
Well,
keeping me company in the morning.
Well, thank you for listening, and delightful to have you with us, Sharon. Have a safe and blessed weekend when that arrives, and summer as well, if you make any travel plans. It's delightful to have you with us, and again, thank you for your service in the military. That's a big deal. You know, I love what she's saying here about men being involved in ministry with the little children. But I got to tell you something. It is risky for a man and for a church to put men in those places with children if there aren't other women around, or at least a lot of other individuals. Because a man, in my point of view here, a man is oftentimes an easier target for an accusation of, I'll just say, sexual misconduct. Churches do double backflips to train men and women, but especially men, to provide adequate training for them as to what's appropriate with children and what's not. And they do that in many cases. Local churches have to do that to protect themselves legally, to actually maintain their insurance policies if they are insured against lawsuits to that effect and those kinds of things. I understand if guys want nothing to do with the children's ministry, because all you need, a guy is always in a down position in that one. All you need is one child to raise a hand and say, he did this, or we were in the room alone together and he did that. All you need is an accusation. And the man ends up being guilty until he's proven otherwise, which is exactly the opposite of the way it's supposed to go in our country. One is to be innocent until proven guilty, right? But I love what Sharon's saying about the men being actively engaged in, she said, all facets of church ministry. But with children, and in even in some cases, ministry to the elderly, that can be a very, very sensitive issue. Sharon, again, thanks for the call. Thank you for being with us. 57 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. On the way next, safeguarding against diseases in our country over the summer months. We'll get an update from the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. SRN News up next. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.